This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Seven half the hour now, continuing to motivate you. The Department of Information is open on the DJB show. Jennifer appears to have lost her connection to reality, which happens from time to time, but that doesn't stop Victoria Keelan from moving ahead. Kara's at the controls in our studio in Washington. Doug Steffen here with another good day. So what do we have that has also piqued your interest thus far, Victoria?
Well, I think a really interesting story is actually coming from the FDA, which are words that I never say. But the U.S. Food and Drug Administration has approved the first cannabis-based drug. It's called Epidiolex, and it was recommended for approval by an advisory committee in April, and then the FDA had to go through all the decision-making and everything, and then yesterday they announced that they have approved it. It's a twice-daily oral solution, and it's for you. It's used in patients 2 and older to treat 2 different types of epileptic syndromes. And one is called Dravet syndrome, or Dravet. I hope I'm not mispronouncing that. That's a rare genetic dysfunction of the brain that begins in the first year of life. And then Lennox-Gastaut syndrome is a form of epilepsy with multiple types of seizures that also begins in early childhood, usually between the ages of 3 and 5. So this is the first cannabis-based drug. Now, of course, this doesn't have THC in it. That is the active ingredient in marijuana that gives you the high. So this is the cannabinoid oils. You know, there's lots of different products that are made.
It's the cannabinoid void of the cannabinoid oil void of the things that get you high.
Right. Also called CBD. That's usually there's CBD foods and chocolate and supplements and things like that. So it's really interesting that they found that this CBD formulation can help kids with seizures. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's just one of those things. I know you and I, Doug, have talked about hemp and all the different, you know, medicinal values of the hemp plant. And to have CBD be finally approved by the FDA in its actual natural form.
Big step.
Synthetics, it is a huge
step.
Synthetic forms of CBD have been approved as ingredients in other drugs, but this is the first time that they've actually gone with the natural stuff. So it's very interesting.
Interesting and good news for many people, it would seem. I wonder if you consider this to be good news. Government is stepping up efforts to protect our planet from asteroids. Asteroids, as most of you know, could wipe out either the whole planet or certain regions, entire continents. National Science and Technology Council releasing a report calling for improved asteroid detection and tracking and deflection. One would wonder how that would take place. That's that movie. Remember the movie that
Robert
Duvall?
Yeah, just send Ben Affleck and Bruce Willis
up there. Exactly. NASA is working with federal military agency and FEMA, those guys. Scientists know of no asteroids at the moment or no comets heading our way. So don't worry, folks. Don't get all excited. Don't get your liver in a quiver. But in case one sneaks up on us, government wants to have plans to protect the planet. So, the planetary defense officer named Lindley Johnson says scientists have found 95% of all the near-Earth objects measuring two-thirds of a mile or bigger. So that would have one hell of an impact on us, because the thing that destroyed life when the dinosaurs were roaming 65, 70 million years ago was not that big. 18,000 objects of all sizes are within shooting, I don't know, shooting distance. What would you call that? They're in the possible orbit or possible trajectory to hit. They've identified, can you imagine that? 18,000 items out in space that maybe could hit the Earth at some point in time. So we might have the space rock warning system. That's not
do we fire a laser at it? Like, what's
lasers,
the solution?
Nuclear bombs. you know, stuff like that, or duck, one of those things. But there is a chance it could be short notice. Some of these things move in an erratic trajectory. What are you really going to do about this? You can make people feel better by suggesting, oh, we're going to blow that thing out of the sky, or come up with a movie or whatever it is. But, you know, the world is what it is. And these things have been going on. You think when you look out in the sky at night and those stars that you see that are trillions of light years away, the planets have disappeared long since, but you can still see their light because the speed of light is a lot slower, even though we think it's instantaneous because we open our eyes and we can see. But that isn't how it works when you consider the enormity of the universe. And we have a small planet on a very small group. I mean, putting together 9-10 planets around a solar system is very, very, very small. And we happen to be part of the smallest galaxy that has been identified, and yet there are billions of stars just like our sun in this galaxy, and our galaxy moves among billions of other galaxies going to who knows where, how fast, and when. It's so hard to even imagine this stuff, it gives us a headache. So the fact that the people at NASA and other science agencies have identified 18,000 objects that may be able to hit the Earth, how far out do you think they're able to see? And when you consider how long we've been floating around here, the Earth has been in existence for 4.5 billion years, how many things do you think over the course of those billions of years, have slammed into the planet? Of course there are. You know, once in a while, there's a place you can go. I'm trying to remember where it is. It's out in Arizona. Bob Kay and I were traveling across the country once, and we went to some place, Arizona, Mexico, somewhere out there, and we went to a crater that had been hit. Who knows how long ago it hit the Earth? There are pockmarks like that all over the place. Russia's got a bunch of them. Africa, you'll find them everywhere because we get slammed by these things all the time. But not in mankind's memory, but I think certainly in the recorded historical perspective, there is nothing that has been recorded that have none of those things. You know, we get hit. The atmosphere has stuff like this burning up in it all the time. Not to mention the stuff that we've fired off of the planet that comes back down again that burns up that could, you know, it was only a month or so ago, Victoria. Wasn't there something that the Chinese satellite fell down into the Pacific?
Oh, yeah.
Barely
right.
Missed Guam or something. Yeah, these things are falling out of the sky all the time. Okay. Let's go to another board, shall we? Board meeting of the Association for Library Service to Children, known as Okay. Well, she's not going to like this. If she likes Laura Ingalls Wilder, you know, the most famous book that Laura Ingalls Wilder has written, Kara?
Yeah, why can't I think of what it's called? The Prairie...
Yes.
Little House on
the
Prairie.
Yeah, Little House on the Prairie, thanks.
Right, yes. Well, they met over the weekend in New Orleans, and they had heretofore an award named for her, Laura Ingalls Wilder Award, but this was an award for children's literature, Legacy Award for writers who have done great things for children's books. And this book, along with others, is a book called Farmer Boy on the Banks of Plum Creek, by the Shores of Silver Lake, The Long Winter, a bunch of books that have been written for children now are suspect, according to the American Library Association, because they say that Ms. Wilder has written or has things in her books that are defamatory in terms of inclusiveness, integrity, respect. Her books reflect racist and anti-Native sentiments and are not any longer universally embraced. So therefore, the Children's Literature Legacy Award will no longer be called Laura Ingalls Wilder Award.
Hmm.
Who's come up with this after all this time?
On one hand, I don't doubt that there are probably views like that just because of when it was written. But mm-hmm. I also, I don't know. And then I feel like we have to take every book off the shelf that was written
yes.
before
you got it. Every
the
book goes.
1900s. So
yeah.
Right.
She is the one of the books. Let's see here. There's a line in a novel portraying Native Americans as being unpopular, and as a matter of fact, in her book, there's a line that reads, "The only good Indian is a dead Indian," attributed to General Philip Sheridan. You remember Sheridan's March to the Sea. So that's why, because of that line, and another line, "No people, only Indians."
Is that something that she's saying, though, or is that something that an actual historical figure is quoting?
Yeah, that's how stupid this is.
It's hard because
who has this much time on their hands to read through a book that's boring anyway, and then to pick out one line and then start a whole movement?
Boy, the people need to get a life, don't they?
I don't know, but it's a little confusing to me because I feel like most librarians, at least the ones that I've worked with, support kind of freedom of expression in books and learning things
right.
from
that's
books.
What so I, that's I'm, what good literature is about. It challenges people's thinking.
And it's all about context. Duh. You have, like Kara said, it's written, given the time period when it was written, you have to have context with all this stuff.
Yep.
Oh, come on.
Yeah. Do you believe in magic?
You can believe in Santa Claus and the Easter Bunny, but you can't believe in...
18 after the hour.
Tired of the smell and air quality in your basement or crawl space? Don't despair. The newest Wave Moisture Control Unit will transform your basement or crawl space into a drier, healthier, more comfortable environment. The new Wave units incorporate smart technology using wireless sensors upstairs and down, which monitor conditions and automatically adjust the ventilation rate for optimal performance. An app allows you to monitor and control your unit from anywhere. In the presence of carbon monoxide, an alert will be sent to the app and the unit will automatically ventilate at the highest rate. Get rid of moisture, radon, and gases from your basement and your whole house year-round with Wave. Wave units are maintenance-free and only cost pennies a day to run. Performance guaranteed. Dealer opportunities available. Call now, 888-717-WAVE, 888-717-WAVE, or visit dryhealthyhome.com, dryhealthyhome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Do you get enough rest? Are you constantly restless when you're in bed? Do you fall asleep but you can't stay asleep? If you have that problem, try MyPillow. Now, like me, you can get a great night's sleep every night. Great sleep is important for your health and well-being. And the best offer that I can give you right now from MyPillow is to go to MyPillow.com and get four pillows for the price of two. Two premium pillows, two go-anywhere pillows. Even better, 50% off the regular retail price. Two premium pillows, two go-anywhere pillows, 50% off at MyPillow.com. Made with 100% cotton, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow made in our country. Backed by a 10-year warranty, 60-day guarantee. Act fast. Get yours now. Get to a better night's rest. MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV for the half-price deals at MyPillow.com. Promo code DJV. Doug Steffen here for Purity Products, namely the Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10. I've noticed, and I bet you have noticed, decreased mobility. As you get a little older, things begin to wane. So I've started taking Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 from Purity. What a difference. My energy is back. The problems with my joints, my ankles and my knees especially, are gone. Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 combines krill oil with fish oil. This is superb for anybody that's getting older that really feels their joints aching. The ingredients are better than anything else you could possibly get. A free bottle is yours. Just for the asking, 800-355-1493. It's a much lower cost than if you purchased it in the store. Just pay shipping. Dial now, 800-355-1493. Your joints will thank you.
Bacon lovers, we ship free.
Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale priced for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Entertainment news with the DJV gang, Victoria, Kara, Doug, and I. This is music from The Gladiator, one of the more famous Russell Crowe vehicles to his stardom. Now he's come up with a new way for him to be a star. He's going to play Roger Ailes in a miniseries that will air on Showtime. Roger Ailes, late founder of Fox News, chairman of Fox News, responsible for Sean Hannity, amongst other things. So this has been something. Somebody's been dying, pardon the pun, to get this on the air someplace ever since Ailes died. The series will run 8 episodes based on the reporting of the biographer of Roger Ailes, Gabriel Sherman, who wrote The Loudest Voice in the Room, How the Brilliant, Bombastic Roger Ailes Built Fox News and Divided the Country. Really? You think that's
good,
what did
that
it?
That sums it up.
Interesting.
The title really sums it up.
Yeah. So why read the book? Anyway, I don't know that it divided the country. I think that it was a country that was ripe. He just understood the psychological and also, I don't know, the dysfunction, but the when you look at the demographics, he was pretty smart. Anyway, let's keep going with what's going on with the show. McCarthy, Tom McCarthy, director of Spotlight, is going to produce this show. That's the Spotlight was a great, great movie. Won the Oscar, what, 2-3 years ago, Best Picture?
I think it did win Best Picture, yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, they say that with the Russell Crowe in the lead, the series will be a defining story for our era. The series will be told through multiple points of view, focus on the rise and fall of Fox News and Ailes in that role. He resigned, remember, in 2016 because of all the sexual harassment allegations, and then he died a year later.
I wonder if they're going to address that part of it, the Gretchen Carlson stuff.
How can you do a legitimate story and not
you'd
address that?
You'd have to, right?
I think you'd have to. Yeah, I mean, everybody... No,
only 8
the
episodes, it's not a lot
right.
of time.
Yeah, but that's the punchline, really. I wonder if they'll have a chapter in there on my meeting with him, sitting in his office... Well, the lawyer, that was an interesting conversation. Lasted about 40 minutes. See if they can get that in. Make sure. Mm-hmm. Will you please? Meanwhile, at 26 after the hour, It's time for music news and Sheryl Crow's latest story. She has a new song out, and she's changed the way she's doing business, if you will. A lot of great country music from this artist, rock, pop. And as she keeps going along, adapting to the times, and I think she is a musical, she's musically mature. How do you like that term? I like her, and I like her music. One of the few common threads running through all of her work was the release through traditional major labels, that sort of thing. First 8 albums came out on A&M, and then there were a couple through Warner Brothers, but that has changed with this song you're hearing in the background, Wouldn't Want to Be Like You. Her new single with Annie Clark, coming courtesy of digital distribution service Stem. Stem, back to 2015 when it got started, streamlines and tracks payments for artists and their collaborators, offering a clear view through the financial hole, anyway, as to who's listening. They get monthly payments for how many people listen, that sort of thing. So where would this... Is Stem a pay service? I'm not quite sure. There are other people...
It's a distribution service, but it's just... It's interesting that the whole point of it is to really have transparency so artists get paid.
Exactly what
they're worth.
Yeah, right. Anyway.
They've had some big releases. Frank Ocean and Childish Gambino. Like, they've got some pretty big artists so far.
Yeah. Yep. All right, well, good luck with her. I like her. She's quite a good entertainer as far as I'm concerned, a good singer, and a good person. 28 past the hour. Good luck to Sheryl Crow from the DJV Show.
Want an easy way to see if you could save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you 3. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. 3 ways you could save 15% or more.
Here are today's automotive news headlines. I'm Nick Miles, along with the Lexus LS. The Lexus ES was part of the launch of the company in 1989. The new 2019 ES is bigger than before, sitting right between the BMW 3 Series and 5 Series. Design-wise, the car takes its cues from the new LC sports car and the Lexus LFA supercar. It's considerably younger in its appeal and now has 302 horsepower. The ES gets a new F-Sport trim and a nice 33 miles a gallon on the highway. To see the best deals on cars, go to ourautoexpert.com.
An easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you 3. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. 3 ways you could save 15% or more.
This is an announcement for all people who want to take a risk-free challenge to whiten their teeth in 5 minutes. By calling now, you can whiten your teeth in 5 minutes using clinically proven power swabs. This risk-free challenge is for people whose smile has been yellowed by coffee, tea, red wine, or smoking. The power swabs 5-minute challenge is available by responding to this advertisement. If lines are busy, try again. Because the power swabs 5-minute challenge is exclusive, it's not available in drugstores. Power Swabs was formulated by Dr. Martin Ginniger and whitens teeth with a patented tooth detergent and whitening agent. It's so effective, we challenge you to try it for 5 minutes to see how white your smile could be. Get it risk-free. Dial 1-800-208-1797. That's 1-800-208-1797. Transform your smile into a wow, you look great smile. That's 1-800-208-1797. 1-800-208-1797.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Voters in 6 states cast primary ballots yesterday. Former Republican presidential nominee Mitt Romney winning a primary in Utah for the Republican nomination to succeed Senate Democrat Orrin Hatch.
We're absolutely convinced that America is the greatest nation on earth.
Romney's November opponent will be Salt Lake City Council member Jenny Wilson. Democrats are smarting after the Supreme Court rules to uphold President Trump's controversial travel ban. Senate Democratic Leader Chuck Schumer says it's just plain wrong.
This ruling did not make us any safer.
By a 5-4 ruling, the justice is affirming the travel ban, which restricts immigration and travel to the U.S. from 8 nations, 6 of them largely Muslim. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-910-5936. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-910-5936. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-910-5936. 1-800-910-5936.
Answer to your prayers, as we have here on the DJV show. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan, Kara Shelley. You know, people have said to me over the years, one of the things that they like about our program, or the programs that I've been doing in the morning for the last 30 years, and this is the latest and best derivative of it, I think, the best stuff we've ever done. Meanwhile, there are other things going on to keep you up to date. Some government stuff now. The Supreme Court decided to send a dispute over North Carolina's congressional map back to the lower court. That's what they do. If they don't want to rule on it, send it back. It's like referring it back to the sponsor, if you will. Perhaps you'll recall back in January, a panel of three federal judges ruled that North Carolina's congressional district map is unconstitutionally gerrymandered in favor of Republicans. Let me see. How many Republicans are there on the Supreme Court?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
How many on the Supreme Court?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
9. Oh, do you suppose that's why they sent it back? They said the map had been motivated by invidious partisan intent and infringes on voters' constitutional rights. Supreme Court ordered the judges to revisit the case in light of its ruling last week on a similar situation in Wisconsin. So they took up a couple of these. Back to Wisconsin, in case you don't remember, we talked about this a little bit last week. They said Wisconsin voters didn't prove they had the right to challenge the state's Republican-drawn map. Unclear if the Wisconsin ruling will force the North Carolina court to reach a different decision. It becomes very controversial and very confusing, all of these things. Part of the constitutional allowance, if that's what it is, for changing districts depending on how the district changes. And I suppose maybe that's the natural course of things. But this stuff becomes, as a political science major in school, I remember studying this stuff and how convoluted it is. It's so, remember we talked at great length about the same sort of situation happening last year in Pennsylvania somewhere?
Mm-hmm. Pennsylvania was, understand. That was a long, drawn-out thing.
Yeah, but trying to even understand it, Victoria, becomes an almost full-time job. It's so confusing, and one wonders if that isn't intentional.
Oh, I'm sure it is. Sure it is.
Yeah.
This is gerrymandering, the term. It feels like it's only something that we've heard about in the last few years. And it's been going on for a really long time. It just hasn't gotten the publicity that it's gotten recently.
Right.
And so Governor Schwarzenegger, Arnold Schwarzenegger, the former governor of California, he's been working in his home state to get gerrymandering, to get rid of it, because a lot of stuff in California is unfairly drawn for Democrats.
Right. Yeah.
So it works and, goes both ways,
sides.
And it's happening in a lot of states.
Oh, yeah. California's a joke when it comes to having equal
representation. Well, and Pennsylvania is a purple state. So in Pennsylvania, it's a very important thing to make sure that the districts are drawn properly.
Want to explain the concept of a purple state versus red and blue?
Well, because it goes blue and red. It goes both ways, so they call it purple. Yeah.
All right, also with the Supreme Court, they have ruled that states can compel retailers to collect sales taxes even if they don't have a physical presence in the state. 5-4 decision. Overturns the Supreme Court precedent in 1992. See, I don't understand. If the Supreme Court rules on it once, and then another Supreme Court changes that, what good is the Supreme Court? I thought the Supreme Court ruling was supposed to be once and for all.
Think about it this way. In 1992, we didn't have internet commerce like we have now.
Yeah,
so that's really the changing of the times is really what's behind all this, and states are getting greedy, and this is good news really for brick and mortar stores, because people may say, well, there's no real advantage anymore of me ordering online and not paying sales tax. I'll just go back into the store. But the problem, though, there are lots and lots of online retailers who are banding together now, and there may even be like a class action type lawsuit, because if you're an Etsy seller or an Amazon, if you have a shop on Amazon's site, how are they supposed to keep track of all of the sales tax from every state? It puts a huge burden on, and these are mom and pop type businesses, like Etsy specifically, it puts a huge burden on them. So they're really fighting back against this. So it'll be interesting to see where it ends up.
Also, in other government news, the Treasury Department planning to implement an emergency law that will declare some Chinese investments in companies here in our country to be threats to our economic and national security. This morning's Bloomberg News says the plan allows the government to use one of the most severe possible legal measures to heighten scrutiny of China's investment in companies involved in the tech world. I'm thinking this may be a good move, Victoria. What do you think about the Chinese investing in some of our high-tech companies? And
so this
wondering.
Is... So, clarify for me. So this is saying that this is against Chinese companies investing in us, or us, or American investors investing in Chinese companies?
No, Chinese investments in our companies
in
this country. Yeah. So apparently there is, they've been tracking some of the investments, and they're a little nervous about whether it's in our best interest. And I understand that. I think maybe there is, the Chinese have declared that they want to be number one, and they'll do whatever they can to disrupt what goes on here. I don't see.
So on non-financial persons, like if we just dumb this down, what's the fear? Is the fear that they'll invest so much money and then
they'll control it,
dump the stock, and then upset it that way?
Too much technological overage on us, control of us, bearing on us. I believe if I read between the lines, that's what it is. Yeah.
That makes sense. Well,
for those of you who are interested in dimples, Stormy Daniels was supposed to meet with federal prosecutors investigating Mr. Trump's attorney, Michael Cohen, but it was canceled because details were leaked to the news media. Amazing that that happened. So they didn't want to compromise the meeting. So her lawyer, Michael, I never saw a camera that I didn't like, Avenatti, tweeted angrily about the cancellation, saying, quote, "So I was just informed by the U.S. Attorney's Office they're canceling the meeting scheduled with me and my client. It had been scheduled for weeks because the press found out about the meeting and they can't handle a few cameras outside the office." Brr. All right. So anyway, no more infamous. So this is still, we're still mired in that $130,000 that she got from.
I guess so. I guess they wanted to. I guess investigators are looking into how Michael Cohen handled all this, and I guess did Trump know about it at the time? It's, I don't know. It's a very, talk about convoluted. This just,
yes.
It just feels like, wow.
Convoluted.
I don't even, convoluted. Do we, I think we've lost, or at least I have, I've sort of lost the plot here with Stormy.
Yeah.
What exactly is she trying, and I don't have anything against her. No. What is she trying, is she suing Michael Cohen?
Yes. Well,
I think what she's trying, the NDA, right?
So what the real, she got a showboat lawyer. She apparently is not averse to as much publicity as she can get because her career apparently
been good for business.
Yeah, right, exactly. Her. So, yeah, right. So that's the bottom line. It's all about noise. Noise, noise, and more noise. None of that here. This is the DJV Show at 43 past the hour.
Eggs are back. But what about that side of bacon and glob of butter on your toast? I'm Dr. Borenstein, and this is Dr. B on Call. Confused? Welcome to the club. Fortunately, new dietary guidelines are catching up to the latest research. And longtime food felon, the egg, has been given a pardon. Cholesterol in general has been given a bad rap. Dr. Robert Eckel, who served on the panel that wrote the guidelines, told me why the change in thinking.
The evidence that we pursued did not provide convincing evidence that the consumption of cholesterol, independent of the consumption of saturated fats, was harmful.
He added that saturated fats still need to be restricted because they increase bad cholesterol, which can lead to heart disease. What does this mean when you're hungry? Eggs are okay, and cholesterol in general is not a concern. But sorry, bacon and butter are still on the chopping block.
Hey guys, it's Victoria from the DJV Show, and I've been on the radio for a while now, and even though you can't see me, having a white smile is still super important. Like you, I want that bright white smile, and even though I don't drink coffee, I do love red wine, and that can definitely take its toll on your smile. Over the years, I've tried a lot of teeth whitening products. Those whitening strips can take 30 minutes to an hour to work. Well, guess what? There's actually a really quick and effective solution to a bright white smile. It's called Power Swabs, and it works in 5 minutes without messy strips or trays. Power Swabs is clinically studied and uses a patented tooth detergent and whitening agent to lighten stains in just 5 minutes. You snap, swab, and smile, and in 5 minutes, coffee, smoking stains, red wine, it all starts to disappear. Power Swabs remove stains on natural teeth as well as caps and veneers. Try Power Swabs by calling 800-208-1797. Tell them you heard it here and get a 50% discount off the retail price. Dial 800-208-1797.
Hi, it's Jen from the DJV Show. Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 855-432-4888. 8586 now. That's 855-432-4886 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, a newspaper article, a legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can make your online search results look their best. Call 855-432-4886 to learn more, or visit ReputationDefender.com/Doug.
ED. It's embarrassing, and the prescription drugs can be so expensive. $40 or more a dose. That's too much. Recently, I was introduced to the nicest people at Marley Drug in North Carolina. It's a pharmacy there with a generic prescription treatment for ED that can lower your per-dose cost to around $2 a tablet. Speak to a pharmacist at Marley Drug. Call 800-601-0310. 800-601-0310. Marley Drug. 800-601-0310.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, Uncle Doug here with some DJV investigative reporting. Are you all ready for this? This is hot stuff right off of the Flash Fact Department. Did you know, and do you care, Victoria, that in Mongolia there are 13 times more horses than humans? And 35 times more sheep than humans. That's in Mongolia.
That would tell me I'd probably like Mongolia.
Yeah, yeah, actually, that's... Yeah. All right, here we go. The sun, the focus now. Sun, our sun, burns 9 million tons of gas a second. How about that? And at that rate, it will probably burn out in the next 14 to 15 billion years. So it's a problem for those of us who are here. 14, 15 billion years from now, the sun will run out of gas, expand, and swallow up pretty much all the planets, at least as far as the third rock is concerned. After that, because the cold in space is... it's just cold, right?
Well, maybe by then we'll have figured out how to live on Jupiter or something.
Yeah,
and
right.
So it won't be a problem.
Mars. Okay, back to China for this important fact. The Chinese people drink an average of 8 soft drinks per year. How about that? Coca-Cola has been trying to advertise to get that number up because they've gone to China. But the Chinese apparently don't like the sweetness of our soft drinks. And apparently they don't like the gas in it either. I don't know what they... What are the Chinese used to drinking? Not any of this stuff. Tea.
I have no idea, actually.
What, a Chinese drink?
Well, you've been to China. Did anyone drink soft drinks?
Tea. Nah. Never saw any soft drinks.
That's probably why there's
so much
dinner.
And you don't want to drink the water there either. No. Do not drink the water there. You want to talk about dysentery or the need of some tea. The average American casino gambler, according to the latest research, is white, male, college-educated, and in a higher income bracket than most. 37% of gamblers earn more than $75,000 a year. Does that surprise anybody?
Well, no, because you'd have to at least make that to properly gamble, right?
Yeah.
And still not be a degenerate.
Isn't that high up on the food chain anymore? Honeybill, here we go. Here's one farm fact. Ready?
Ready.
The honeybill, good dog. Honeybee kills more people each year worldwide than venomous snakes. Because more people are allergic, obviously, to what the honeybee, the stinging of the bees. Yeah, I know you are.
Oof.
And you're probably allergic to venomous snakes, though, too. 10 minutes for the hour. I would just guess that. Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen on the DJV Show.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Time for Tech Talk here, 53 after the hour. Victoria steps up to the plate and is going to help us understand what's going on. Wait a minute, hold on a second. Click there. Very good, Doug. He's going to help us understand. That's Facebook, by the way, listening and starting something on my computer. Is Facebook listening to your conversation? Victoria is going to get to the bottom of that right now.
Well, California technology analyst Brian Solis is in the news. He was having a conversation with a friend while the two were driving through Texas. His friend was buying a ranch in Texas, but was having trouble with the financing because it was considered, quote-unquote, a barn dominium. Now, Brian Solis had never heard that term before, nor had he ever researched it online. As soon as he hopped out of his friend's car and checked Facebook, guess what popped up? An ad for barn dominiums in Texas. What a coincidence. He wrote on Facebook, he told the story, and he wrote, how is that possible? His friends piled on now with comments. Another woman said she was talking about a Lexus with a friend in the car, and then the friends started getting Facebook ads from Lexus. This happens a lot. This has happened to me recently. It happened to Jen. This is a very bizarre thing. Is Facebook, is the app on your smartphone, is it listening to your conversation? And Facebook, of course, they say, no, we're not listening. We never record audio, blah, blah, blah. And they say it only accesses the user's microphones if they've given Facebook app permission and if they're actively using a specific feature that requires audio like voice messaging. In April, Mark Zuckerberg was asked about audio surveillance while he was testifying before Congress, and he said Facebook does not listen to people's conversations. Now, the problem is so many people have these stories now. Two out of three of us on this, on our show, we also have had the same experience where we're not researching anything online, and we're not Googling things on our phone, and yet there are the ads that pop up for the items that we're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
This it cannot be coincidence. And there are a lot of people online who are saying that maybe dumping the Facebook app off your smartphone is the right way to go with this, and I'm considering doing that because this is freaky. It really is just creepy at this point. The subject came up again last week. Facebook responded to in writing to questions posed by Ted Cruz. He asked if Facebook would commit to never gathering audio or visual information on its users. Facebook repeated it does not currently listen to users, but did not rule out eavesdropping in the future. Now, that doesn't really make a lot of people feel better.
Wow.
Tech writers have been pointing this
Whoa.
Out, saying that's very different from saying, no way, this will never, ever happen. That's saying, well, we're not doing it right now, but clearly they have the technology, and they might be doing it in the future. So, now, the other thing is Facebook does know that people are very uneasy with this whole listening device thing. We've heard about the Amazon Echo recording that couple's conversation and emailing it to one of their employees without their permission. Google Home has had similar issues. And so Facebook has actually shelved plans to introduce their new home product, which has connected speakers with a digital assistant, until they can review how the device will handle people's personal information and how people might respond to it on the market, because this is something that's really freaking people out. So, I don't know. At this point, my advice, if you're afraid of this, which I would, you know, I'm not loving it. I don't really use Facebook that much anymore at all anyway, so I think I'm going to be dumping the app, because that's what's listening. That's the cause of it.
Dump
it's on your smartphone.
We can
dump
start
the
a
app.
Chant.
Hashtag dump the app.
Dump the app. You can now get the popular video video game Fortnite without charge with your PlayStation Switch gaming console. Find out how that works now.
The Geek Out.
The Nintendo Switch continues to get great games, but has finally joined the rest of the world as Fortnite is now available for free on the console. Now, it doesn't run at the same frame rate as it does on an Xbox, but hey, you can't take an Xbox on the run, and the Switch has proven its graphic power with a very enjoyable version of what is now easily the world's most played game. But when you get tired of parachuting into battle royales, the Switch is also getting a classic, Donkey Kong. For $8, Switch owners not only get the classic arcade version, but also a very rare early buggy edition that once appeared only in Japan. You can find both Fortnite and the pristine classic Donkey Kong in the Nintendo eShop now.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.